Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we want to give you an update as we come to the end of the extra hour, and we want to share with you about Pastor Saeed Abedini. You know, he's been arrested in Iran for being a Christian. He's an American Iranian. He's an American. He's a citizen, and he went to Iran and he's working with an orphanage, and his wife is sharing on his anniversary of him being there 1 year. 1 year wow. Already. And we've been praying, and you've been joining with us for his release. Mm. And she continues to share this trial in their life and how she's been making through and what she's been able to do to help him to be free. One of the things she says, listen, you know, I have surrendered myself to, yes, you know, I'm praying for his deliverance. But if it doesn't, you know, it's basically it's all good in God. And let me tell you something, that's a healthy place to be.
Yeah.
That is a very healthy place to be, to understand that the timings, the events, things that happen to us are all Father filtered, and ultimately he's in control. It's senseless to try to beat yourself over things that you know you can't control or change or do. And she's finding great peace in trusting the Lord. I want you to listen to this interview as she shares. This is a mother now of children. She just missed her husband, gave him a quick goodbye, guys, a quick goodbye and a kiss, and said, I'll see you in a couple weeks, not knowing that her husband would be arrested and she wouldn't see him for over a year. Listen up.
1 year ago, Naqme Abedini said goodbye to her husband, Saeed, as he set off on a trip. She never dreamed that 12 months later, she'd be in the middle of a fight for his freedom and his life. Recently, I spoke with Naqme about her battle with the government of Iran on CBN 700 Club. But first, here's a look at what she and her family have been through in the past year.
Naqme Abedini is living a nightmare. Last July, her husband, American pastor Saeed Abedini, was in Iran to help establish an orphanage when he was arrested by Iranian authorities. Then, in January, he was sentenced to 8 years in Iran's infamous Evin prison. His crime? Preaching the gospel. Saeed has endured physical and psychological abuse and has been denied medical treatment. Naqme says at times, the strain over the past 12 months has seemed unbearable for her and her two young children. The American Center for Law and Justice has been fighting for Saeed's freedom. Naqme believes that through prayer, it will be God, not the government, who will free her husband.
Tell us the latest on your husband. Has anybody seen him, and how is he holding up?
Mm-hmm. His family gets to see him every week, so they saw him this week, and he was doing okay. He's still, he's had some beatings, and so he still has issues with his internal bleeding. He's much better, but there's still pains, and we're still hoping to get him treated. Still needs medical attention.
Well, Iran has a new president, President Rouhani. Is this good news at all for your husband, or will it factor in at all?
You know, he at the same day he was elected, there was a Christian sentence to a few years in prison. Above Rouhani is the supreme leader, Khamenei, who really controls everything. And his mindset, his policy towards Christianity has always been the same, that they see it as a national threat, security to their national threat to their national security. And I don't see much of a change. I hope they try to present, try to bring more freedom for the Christians and really Saeed. But
right now, you don't think it'll make much of a difference?
I don't think it's going to make much of a difference.
Mm-hmm. Naqme, you were born in Iran to Muslim parents, mm-hmm. Grew up Muslim. How did you become a Christian?
God's grace. I was always seeking him. I grew up when I was very young in Iran, and there was a war, and there was bombs, and people were dying around me. There was a war with Iran and Iraq, and I always that made me think about who is God, where is he, and I tried to find him through Islam. And as at the young age, 8 or 9, and when I came to the States, my brother had a vision of Christ, and he said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And my
and you were young, right?
We were 8 or 9, mm-hmm. and my And Jesus said, you know, and he felt such a strong love. And when he saw that vision, he came to me and he told me, and he was a changed person. And so,
so you got saved based on your brother's dream about Jesus.
But it was so, we're twins, so we're so close. Mm. So, I just saw us, he was so shaken. And so I accepted Christ at that age.
Talk about childlike faith.
Yeah. And it's been, you know, it's been an amazing journey.
Nagmay, what was he doing? Exactly what was he doing when he was arrested last summer?
He was working on an orphanage that a government approved. He was working with the government to start. We'd started on the orphanage since 2009, and the kids and I had gone back with them in 2011 and stayed for a few months hoping the orphanage would be open.
He was there under government approval.
Yeah. They had approved it. He was working with them.
Yeah. Now, you have two young children. How are they coping? I know they must be missing their dad terribly.
Oh, it's been hard. Recently I shared a video on my Facebook that shows Jacob crying, saying, "Jesus, I love you. Bring Daddy home." Mm. And he's just in tears. And they sent out balloons and messages to Jesus saying, "Bring him home." And, you know, like childlike faith, they prayed. And then they wake up, and sometimes they wake up, they had a dream, and they look around and they say, "Is Daddy home yet?" And I say, "No, we just got to wait." I try to speak to them from the Bible about patience. And,
but you believe he will come home?
I do. I've had to, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I've had to say, I believe God's going to deliver. But even if he doesn't, he's still a good God. And I've had to really lay it at the altar. I've learned to not control situations or push God for a certain outcome, and just to let go and say, "God, you know, you are a good God. You've been so gracious and kind to us during this time. And whatever the outcome, I do hope he's going to come home. But whatever the outcome, God's still God."
And you have been so strong for your kids, but you've just been strong in general. You've been on every TV show. You've been in front of Congress. You've been to the UN, working tirelessly to educate people and to let them know what's happening to your husband. How do you do that? Where do you get the strength?
From Christ. I was a crumbling mess, and I found a connection to the vine. And the Bible says, you know, when we find that connection, the fruit comes. And I have to say, one of the highlights, it's been a year since I physically held my husband and said goodbye. We said on June 22nd of 2012, I said a quick goodbye. I said, "See you in a few weeks," you know, never thinking. But I look at the year, speaking before the UN, I got to share about Christ. I got to say, Christ, Saeed is in prison because he believes Jesus Christ died for the sin of humanity, and whoever believes in him can be reconciled to God. I got to say that in front of 196 countries. And as I was speaking, they had earpieces, and it was being translated in their language. And they got to hear. I know the Lord has given me strength to fight for my husband, but also he's given me a platform to share his gospel where the UN might have never had this straightforward message about the gospel. And you know, they were talking about peace and bringing world peace. And I got to share that this is the only way. And the end of the message, I said, "And this is the God of peace you're all looking for." And so it's been amazing to the platform God has given me to fight for my husband, but also really to share the gospel, which is what this world needs. Mm. Our world is getting darker and darker.
Mm. Wow.
Nagmay, you are.
Wow, what an amazing interview. This is Nagmay Abedini. This is Pastor Saeed's wife, who was interviewed on CBN, and she's sharing about the trial over the last year. I mean, her family's gone through it. Her children have gone through it. And you can imagine that her husband is sitting in prison, Steve, for preaching the gospel.
Mm. Wow.
For preaching the gospel. And how many other persecuted Christians are being treated like that? This just happened in Iran. And remember, Youssef, Pastor Youssef, was there for 3 years. And they finally released him. It seems as soon as they released Pastor Youssef, it's like immediately they wanted to have someone else in there.
Right. Yeah.
And got Pastor Abedini, who was actually working with the government to establish an orphanage.
Yeah. Hmm.
And he was sentenced to 8 years, 8 years in Evan prison. And we talked about, if you missed it on VFN Radio, the two women that were arrested for sharing the gospel. You've got to listen to their testimony. Two women in Iran give out 20,000 Bibles.
Hmm. Right. Wow.
And they were sentenced in Evan prison. And in fact, she says, one of the ladies says that the worst day, her worst day in prison, was the day that she didn't feel the presence of the Lord for the first time since she was in prison.
Mm.
Not the day that they got beat or hit or lack mm-hmm. of food or boredom, but she didn't feel the presence of God. Mm. My goodness. You know, I don't know. I don't consider myself worthy of being in the same presence of the Christians that have suffered so much for the cause of Christ. And oftentimes we look at trials and things that we go through and we think, oh my goodness, why am I going through this? Or why am I going through this situation? And this mm-hmm. is not nice. This doesn't feel good to my flesh. But yet, look at what's happening mm-hmm. as a result of Pastor Saeed being in prison.
Right, yeah.
I mean,
well, I think what's very encouraging is that her perspective about the whole situation, and just like how you were sharing before we started, is that she was saying the fact that, you know, if even I'm praying, and even if he doesn't come home, mm-hmm. I know that's better for God. And she had said that she went before the UN,
mm-hmm.
and she was able to say that my husband is in prison right now because he believes Jesus Christ came to save all of humanity, mm-hmm. and he is the God of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that perspective that this is her husband, this is the father of her children that is being imprisoned, going through physical and emotional hardship, mm-hmm. but she is encouraged the fact that she was able to share the gospel to 193 countries and to have that perspective. And it's just, I mean, that like you're saying, that's that position that we need to be in, that this is God. God's doing
God's in control.
Yeah.
Attitude makes all the difference in the world. Because let me tell you something. Somebody else in that situation, you always have a choice to get bitter or better.
Mm-hmm.
And this could have been a different interview of someone complaining and looking mm-hmm. at personal struggles. I mean, this is raising children. You need a couple of parents. She's been doing all the mothering and the fathering for last year.
That's right.
No telling what has happened to their finances and their living conditions.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And yet, you know, it has to have been a struggle, but someone that has a God consciousness and awareness that God is in control is looking to see how this situation in my life can be redeemed for God's glory.
Mm.
But when we're self-centered and we're looking at our struggle, we become bitter,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be a totally different interview. This is what you're looking at, going through a trial with grace, because without it, she could have been complaining about what she had to endure, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
She could have even, believe it or not, attempted to complain to God
mm-hmm.
and say, God, why would you allow this to happen? My husband's doing your will.
Yeah.
I mean, all the countless things that could have been said,
that's right.
Which are not good things to be said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a testimony, and she could really encourage us and teach us that no matter what trial you're facing today, mm-hmm. her husband's in prison.
That's right.
But no matter what trial you're facing today, to understand that, listen, God is in control. As she said, listen, I'm believing for my husband to be delivered and to be set free. But the truth is that if he doesn't get set free, God is still God,
Amen.
And God is still good.
That's right.
And no matter what you're facing today, no matter what trial it is, listen, release it to the Lord. Release it to the Lord and look for the redeeming quality in what is happening. We want to encourage you to continue to pray for Pastor Saeed. Continue to pray that the gospel will continue to be preached around the world and all throughout Evan Prison, and that God will use what is happening. God will use what is happening, every bit of suffering, every bit of struggle, every bit of pain, that God will use it as an awesome sacrifice for the advancement of his kingdom and the sharing of the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.